Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, December the 11th. Grains closed higher with March corn up 2.25 cents at 423.5. March wheat up 18 cents, closing at 614.5, but about a nickel off its highs. Jan beans up 7.75 cents, closing at 1160.5. Strong wheat market. You know, there's been all this talk about Russia. Again, I don't buy it. There was an ice storm in Ukraine. Maybe that boosted some of the prices out here. But we've had a nice rally, 50 cents in 3 days in the wheat market. We took advantage of it. We had clients sell more cash, Chicago and Kansas City wheat, new crop out here, trying to take advantage of this rally. You know, we're still better part of 25 cents away from contract highs in the wheat. I think it's going to be very tough to get it up there. We're supposed to get some moisture in the plains in the next week or so, and I think that's going to pretty much put the kibosh on the problems in the wheat market for the time being. Yes, they've cut world carryouts, but you know, we still have plenty of wheat around the world. And again, I think it's just the Russians trying to bid up prices so they can sell it to somebody else. The Russians are not going to let the U.S. take over the Egyptian export business. So, you know, I think it's a lot of nonsense myself. Beans and corn kind of rallied with the wheat here. There's plenty of rain in Brazil from what I can see. More rain's coming. Argentina's a little dry. But, you know, we don't see any Chinese buying really out here in the bean market. Very little in the corn market. So if we've got bigger crops in South America and less Chinese demand, it tells me that these markets should be moving lower. Now, I always say it's as important what a market can't do as what it can do. And today we couldn't close the March corn under 418.5. We couldn't close the Jan beans under 1145. So now that in itself is a little bit friendly out here, but I'm just not buying it. I think the weather in Brazil is going to be okay. We don't see the Chinese buying. You know, I have no idea why the funds turned around and bought as much grain as they did here today. But we'll see what happens Sunday night. In my opinion, if there's rains in Brazil, we should gap open lower and stay there. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend.